criminal acts, but is not yet arrested for them. Now, as soon as he's detected, arrest is awaiting for him. Similarly, for some of our sinful activities, we are awaiting distresses in the future. And for others, which are mature, we are suffering at the present moment. In this way...
Yeah. This is the chain of accepting the different types of bodies one after another, according to the sinful activity. On the total, without being sinful, nobody accepts this material body. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand, Jisam Antagatam Papam, one who has finished the reaction of his sinful activities, Te Dandamaha Ninmukta, Jisam Antagatam Papam Jananam Punyakarma. Punyakarma. Punyakarma means the sublime punyakarma is devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasi. This is the topmost punyakarma. Because, as it is stated in the Bhagavad, Sinnatam Sakata Krishna Punyasavana Kirtan. Simply, if we hear about Krishna, that is punya. Even if you do not understand, do not take it very seriously, if you simply give oral reception to the words of Krishna, that activity itself is punya. Punya savana kirtan. So, one who has got advance in hearing about Krishna, that is the result of multi forms of, multi varieties of pious activities. Vasudevi Katharuchi. Vasudevi Katharuchi is the resultant action. Kritapunna punya, these words are used. Just like when the cowherd's boys were playing with Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami said that these boys are kritapunna punya, heaps of pious activities they have performed. Therefore, they have got this chance of playing personally with the Supreme Personality of God. So long we are tinged with sinful activities, we have to accept different varieties of body, either the body of Lord Brahma or the body of an ant. Indra Gopa, a small microbe, insect, Jastinda Gopa Matamendra Mahosakarma. From this Indra Gopa, the microscopic insect, which is called Indra Gopa insect, from this Indra Gopa insect to the real Indra, the king of heaven, everyone is suffering or enjoying. Actually, it is suffering the resultant action of his karma. It doesn't matter what kind of body a living entity has got, but the body itself is the symptom, is the sign that one is sinful. This is the conclusion of this shastra. Because as soon as one is free from sinful activities, at that time he goes back to home, back to Godhead. Takta dehang punarjanmanait mami. So, our this material body is achieved due to sinful activities, and sinful activities are performed due to ignorance. Therefore, knowledge is essential. Jnana vairagya, these two things are essential in human life, knowledge and renunciation. Renunciation means sinful activities. Go on.
In this way, there is a chain of sinful activities and their concomitant distresses, and the conditioned soul is suffering life after life due to these sins. He is suffering in the present life the results of sinful activities from his past life, and he is meanwhile creating further sufferings for his future life. Mature sinful activities are exhibited if one is suffering from some chronic disease, if one is suffering from some legal implication, or if one is born in a low and degraded family, or if one is uneducated or very ugly.
So, the soul is within this body encased, dehi nasmin jatha dehe. Due to ignorance, he is committing, say, for in our eating process, we are eating so many things out of ignorance, which we should not eat, and creating the sinful reaction. Nana jani bhraman kare, kodarja bhokkhan kare. Narottam Das Thakur says, things which are not eatables, we eat, and we circumambulate various types of body. Nana jani bhraman kare, kodarja bhokkhan kare. Just like the hog is eating stew, kodarja, a very abominable thing, but it is eating. Similarly, many other forms of body, you are eating very abominable things on account of your particular type of body, and this is due to ignorance. And this ignorance is our greatest enemy. The human form of life is meant for acquiring knowledge, not to keep one in ignorance. Tamasi ma jyotir gama, that is the Vedic Indian. Don't keep yourself in darkness, darkness of ignorance. But jyotir gama, go to the light, that is the Vedic Indian. So, the best knowledge is giving Krishna himself, Bhagavad Gita. He is coming personally to give knowledge. But we are so unfortunate, we are not accepting the knowledge given by Krishna. We are hankering after some other knowledge given by some defective human being. A human being cannot give us any perfect knowledge. Therefore, all the scientists' statements, all the philosophers' statements, they are simply theories. They are not fact, because the knowledge is not perfect. Perfect knowledge can be had from one who is not defective. Defective means, generally, a conditioned soul has four defects. He commits mistake. He is illusion. He has got a cheating propensity, and his senses are imperfect. The senses, we are acquiring knowledge through our senses. And if our senses are imperfect, how we can acquire perfect knowledge? Just like we are trying to see the planetary system through a microscope or binocular telescope. But the telescope machine is manufactured by a person whose senses are defective. So through the telescope, how you can have perfect knowledge? Therefore, one astronomer is placing some theory after some years that is made null and void, another theory is present. Because everyone's knowledge is imperfect. So we cannot expect perfect knowledge from the imperfect person. So our process of knowledge is different. Our Vedic process of knowledge is tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet samitpani srutriyam brahmanishtham. One has to accept a guru, a spiritual master, who has received knowledge from another perfect spiritual master. Just like Krishna is the origin, perfect spiritual master, guru. So, Krishna, what Krishna said was realized by Arjuna directly. Therefore, if we receive knowledge from Arjuna or his disciplic succession, then our knowledge is perfect. Arjuna accepted Krishna as the supreme Brahma. Parabrahma param dhamo pavitram paramam bhavan. So if we accept the version of Arjuna that Krishna is Parabrahma, he is the supreme person, he is the origin of everything, then our knowledge is perfect. I may be imperfect, but because I receive the knowledge from a perfect person, my knowledge is imperfect. This is called parampara system. So, in order to dissipate our ignorance, we should receive perfect knowledge. Then we can stop our sinful activities. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam. Krishna appears, Krishna lives here, he teaches, he acts. If we simply try to understand Krishna from the devotee of Krishna, then we become perfect. So much so that after giving up this body, takta deham punarjanma naiti, without being perfect, without being free from all sinful reaction, we have to undergo the tribulation of accepting different types of body. But as soon as we become perfect, through the perfect knowledge, then automatically we become uncontaminated from this material world, and we become liberated. Liberated means, as I have several times explained, to be situated in his original position. Just like a person gets fever, when his fever is subsided, he is liberated. He is called liberated from the fever. Similarly, when we have perfect knowledge, what is that perfect knowledge? The perfect knowledge to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. This is perfect. This is perfect knowledge. Jive sarupai nitya Krishna das. One has to understand this fact that I am not Krishna, I am not like Krishna, I am not equal to Krishna, I cannot become Krishna. I am Krishna's eternal servant. This is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi bhartu padakamalayo daso dasanu daso. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Sannyasi. In this way, because we identify with the Varnasram Dharma, I am Brahmin, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am Grihastha, I am Kshatriya. These are our designations. But when we become designation free, then I am not Brahmin, I am not Brahmachari, I am not this, I am not that. I am simply pure servant of Krishna. This is knowledge. Or otherwise, anything we identify, that is ignorance. This is knowledge. So, and when we come to this knowledge, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then I am liberated. Mukti hitya unnatha rupam sarupena avasthiti hitya unnatha rupam. I am accepting a different type of body and different type of position, and I am identifying myself with that particular position. That is my ignorance. Although I am acting just like a perfect Brahmana or perfect Kshatriya or perfect Vaishya, still I am imperfect, because my perfection is not to act as a Vaishya, Brahmana, Kshatriya, American, Indian, but to act as servant of Krishna. That is liberation. That is liberation. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means liberation. That nirmalam means sarvapadhi vininmuktam. The Vaishnava process is to become nirmalam tatparatena. A real pure Vaishnava simply identifies himself as a servant of Krishna. Therefore, he is nirmalam, he is liberated. He does not identify himself as a Kshatriya, Brahman, American, Indian. No. That is not his position. But so long I stick to this designation, I am not nirmal, I am samal, with dirty things. So, we have to be relieved from these dirty things and come to the original position of Krishna consciousness, then our sinful activities and its reaction will be counteract. Go on.
There are many results of past sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment, and we may be suffering in the future due to our present sinful activities. But all of these reactions to sinful deeds can immediately be stopped if we take to Krishna consciousness.
As yes. Evidence for this, Krishna consciousness, if we take to Krishna consciousness, automatically we become immune from sinful activities. The devotional service, the mind being engaged on the lotus feet of Krishna, as Ambarish Maharaj did, Savai mana Krishna padar bindaya vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varnan. Ambarish Maharaj was very responsible emperor of the world, but he fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, and he engaged his words simply vaikuntha gunānu varnan, simply describing the qualities, the transcendental qualities of Krishna. He used his eyes to see the deity. He used his legs to go to the temple. He used his hands for cleansing the temple. He used his nose for smelling the flower and tulsi offered to Krishna. He used his tongue for tasting Krishna prasada. In this way, he engaged all his senses in the service of the Lord. So there was no chance of committing sinful activities by his body. It can be done by everyone. Everyone can install deity at his home and regularly worship the deity according to the injunction of the Shastras and spiritual master, and eat prasadam and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, chant and speak Hare Krishna. This is simple life, and one can become immune from all sinful reactions. The simple thing. Go on.
As evidence for this, Rupa Goswami quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 18th verse. This verse is in connection with Lord Krishna's instruction to Uddhava, where he says, "My dear Uddhava, devotional service unto me is just like a blazing fire, which can burn into ashes unlimited fuel supplied to it." Unquote. The purport is that as the blazing fire can burn any amount of fuel to ashes, so devotional service to the Lord in Krishna consciousness can burn up all the fuel of sinful activities. For example, in the Gita, Arjuna thought that fighting was a sinful activity, but Krishna engaged him on the battlefield under his order, and so the fighting became devotional service. Therefore, Arjuna was not subjected to any sinful reaction.
Well, so, the example is that in the fire, you go on giving fuel perpetually. It will burn into ashes. Similarly, it doesn't matter to become sinful without Krishna consciousness. Everyone is sinful. So, to become sinful is not disqualification, because everyone is sinful. But if one takes to Krishna consciousness is just like the fire, and the sinful activities are just like wood. But when the wood is in touch with the fire, so the fire would burn all the woods, fuel, into ashes. But we should not, once we take to Krishna consciousness, we should stop the pillars of sinful activities. Whatever we did in our past life, that is excuse. But if we take to Krishna consciousness and if we go on with our sinful activities, that will not help us. Just like the same fire, you take the fuel and add to the fire, it will burn into ashes. But at the same time, if you pour some water also, then it will be useless. Similarly, our past sinful activities, that can be burnt into ashes, provided we don't add anymore. Don't take it, now it will burn into ashes, so go on this business and that business. No, that business means pouring water into the fire. It will not burn. Go on.
Srila Rupa Goswami quotes another verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 33rd chapter, 6th verse, in which Devahuti addresses her son, Kapila Deva, and says, quote, "My dear Lord, there are 9 different kinds of devotional service, beginning from hearing and chanting. Anyone who hears about your pastimes, who chants about your glories, who offers you obeisances, who thinks of you, and in this way executes any of the 9 kinds of devotional service, even if he is born in a family of dog-eaters, the lowest grade of mankind, becomes immediately qualified to perform sacrifices."
Well, sadho pishaddha sabanaya kalpa. This is the word. Actually, we have seen it. Last time, when I was coming via Philippines, so we have got a center there. and it is very nicely organized within 6 months by one of our devotees, Siddha Sarupananda Maharaj and his colleague. So it is very nicely organized, and they are actually dog eaters. These Philippines, they are dog eaters. In those parts of the world, the Koreans, the Philippines, even the Chinese, some of the Japanese, they are dog eaters. But even though they are dog eaters, they attended the meeting and chanted with us so nicely, better than a so-called Vaishnava in India. Yeah, they are so nice. It is practically seen. So that is also stated in the, confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadopi saddha savanaya kalpate. If one dog-eater, a person born in the family of dog-eaters, because the dog-eaters are considered lowest of the humankind, chandala, sapach. In many places it is said, ahabato sapachopi gariyan jajjibhagre namatubham. Sapacha. Sapacha means dog-eaters. They also become glorious, provided they chant offenselessly the Hare Krishna mantra. Ahavato sapachato vigaryan jajjibhagre namatubham. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, it is in the Shastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has pointed out the Acharya's business. Everything is there in the Shastra. Acharya does not invent anything. That is not Acharya. Acharya simply points out, here is the thing. Just like in the darkness of night, we cannot see anything perfectly or cannot see anything. But when there is sunrise, the sunrise, effect of sunrise is that we can see things as they are. The things are not manufactured. There is already. The things are all, the houses, the town and everything is there. But when there is sunrise, we can see everything nicely. Similarly, Acharya or incarnation, they do not create anything. They simply give the light to see things as they are. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out this verse from Brihad Naradiya Puran. The verse was already in the Brihad Naradiya Puran. Harinnama, harinnama, harinnama iva kevalam kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatirannatha. This verse was already there in the Brihad Naradiya Puran, the indication of our activities in the age of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he pointed out, although he is Krishna himself, he could manufacture so many things, but he did not do so. That is Acharya. Acharya will not manufacture any new type of religion, a new type of phrase of Hare Krishna mantra. That is not potent. Just like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is in the Shastra. So that is potential. That if we add and subtract something from these 16 words, that is my manufacture. That will have not the potency. They do not understand it. They are thinking, if they can manufacture some new line, adding with Hare Krishna, then he becomes particularly noted. But he spoils the whole thing. That is it. He does not make any new thing. The new thing he does, he spoils the whole thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never did so. Although he is Krishna himself, he stuck to the point of Shastra. Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also indicates jasastra vidhim siddhya vartati kamakarat na siddhim sabhavnati. He indicates that nobody can give up the injunction of the shastra. Brahma sutra padaischaiva hitumad vibininnitam. Krishna says, he can give whatever he says, that is shastra, that is Veda. But still, he gives reference to the shastra. So, acharya's duty is to point out the shastric injunction. They are already there in the Vedas. His duty is, just like there are so many medicines, if you go to a drug shop, all of them are medicines. But the experienced physician, he gives you a medicine which is particularly suitable for you. You cannot say, sir, why you are selecting medicine? You can give anyone bottle. That is nonsense. Not anyone. The particular body, a particular bottle, and a particular medicine which is suitable for you, the experienced physician gives you. He is in charge. You cannot say that everything is medicine. Whichever bottle I take, that's all right. No, that's not. This is going on. Jatamat tatava. Why jatamat tatava? The particular mark which is suitable for you at a particular time, that should be accepted, not any other mark. So similarly, in this age, in this Kali Yuga, where people are very short living, duration of life is very short, they are unfortunate, they are very slow, and they take to unauthorized means of religious principles. They are prone to so many disturbances of life. Therefore, this particular medicine for this age, as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama iva kevalam, kalau nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gatirannatha. Prabhu kahe ya haite sarvasiddhi haiveto. So, we should take the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has especially incarnated himself in this age, Kali Yuga. Kalau saṅkītanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. This is the shastric injunction. Krishna varnaṁ tiṣā krishna saṅga pāṅgāsta pārśadam jaggai saṅkītanai prāyai jajanti hi sumedhasa. This is the injunction in the shastra that this form of the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates, saṅga pāṅgāsta pārśadam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always associated with Sri Advaita Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, Sri Srivasa Prabhu. Therefore, the process of worship is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavin. That is perfect process. Not to cut short. No, as it is indicated, this is indication in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna varnaṁ tiṣā krishnaṁ saṅga pāṅgāstapa. So when we have to worship Lord Chaitanya, we worship with his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityānanda, Sri Advaita Gadādhār, Śrīvāsādi Gaur Bhaktavin. No cut short method. So that is shastric injunction. So, in order to get rid of the sinful activities of this age, it is already prescribed in the shastras and confirmed by the greatest authority, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chetadatmana marjanam bhava mahadabhagni nidbhavanam. So we should all take to this Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much.